Of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way, fastest way to pull up the stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website and click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Really great article from Susan Thixton at truthaboutpetfoods.com. If you're a raw food feeder, feeding poultry raw food to your cats, if you're concerned because there's stuff going on, you know, here and they're pulling all that out of the stores. They're not selling any raw poultry food right now. Susan's got a very interesting take and some statistics and stuff that don't really make sense with everything we're being told right now and all of that. And gosh, you know, there's still a lot we don't understand and all of that sort of thing. So it would be really good to read it. If you don't do Facebook, you can go directly to Susan's website, which is truthaboutpetfoods.com. And get the information there. So I guess we are good. Looks like Nathan, we have open lines. Nobody on the phone, huh?
Our phone line is completely open. And just want to remind people, since we sprung forward, we are in the last hour of the show. So if you still think there's 2 hours left, might want to check your clock because it is 11 o'clock right now. And you only got 1 hour left to call into the show.
All right. And so if you want to do that, pick up your phone. Local numbers 425-373-5555. 5527 425 373 5527. Toll free is 888 298 5569. Now, I'm going to take advantage of the fact we don't have callers on the line just now. We rarely have enough time to really talk about, you know, BEST, bioenergetic synchronization technique. And Dr. Nails calls it neuroenergetic balancing. So I would like the two of you to, you know, kind of give us, you know, what is this we're doing? What's this all about?
Go, Linda.
No, it reminds me of the Smothers Brothers. No, you take it. What are we doing? What we're doing is we are engaging with the energetic field of the human body and all the energies that support this amazing network of nerves, the brain, fantastic. And what we're doing when we're doing this work is we are identifying areas where something, either due to illness or injury or some kind of toxin or toxic thought, things have lost their normal healthy organization and communication has broken down between different areas. And so what we're doing, whether it's with human mammals or four-leggeds or other forms of beings, we are reconnecting this information so that everything can get back to its normal, healthy functioning.
Okay, do you agree with that, Dr. Nils?
Well, and another thing I'd like to say about that is the energy of not well, the energy of, you know, things out of balance, is you could call it extremely organized, but not in a good way. It's running in a very rigid pattern, and life energy is supposed to flow freely and in a somewhat chaotic form. And so when things get stuck in a rigid pattern, it's time for that pattern to get broken up and allow the natural, healthy chaos to ensue. So that's another way of saying what Linda said.
All right. And something I want to say, a lot of people, when they, you know, hear what we're doing on the air or you're talking about it, sometimes they go, well, this sounds like woo-woo stuff and all of that. But, you know, what I say to people is that this really is very legitimate. This technique of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, or BEST therapy for short, was actually developed by a Dr. Mortar, right? So it's something that anybody like Nathan and I could go to school to learn what you guys do, right?
Right. We both took courses. This is not like an innate ability. I think Linda and I are both very sensitive, which helps us do this work, but this work can be learned by anybody who really wants to take the time, energy, and some money to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I know, Linda, you do some other things related to the BEST therapy with your energy codes and so forth. And then Dr. Nails, you often refer to it as neuroenergetic balancing. But that's because you've kind of expanded the BEST a bit, in that BEST was originally designed and taught for humans.
Yes.
You have expanded the world into animals, and
right.
That's where you came up with the term of neuroenergetic balancing. Describe what you're doing with the animals. Is that right?
Well, you know, it's kind of like we need to call what we do something, right? And Dr. Mortar had already, you know, he already had the bioenergetic synchronization. That was their thing. And since they weren't doing animals and I was, I took a phrase that I heard Dr. Mortar say once, and that's what I decided to call it, neuroenergetic balancing.
All right. That sounds
good. I
give
full credit to the Mortars for everything I learned and how I was able to adapt it to the animals.
All right. All right. And I think it isn't his daughter, is it Susan Mortar or something, that's carried on the work then that you work with, Linda?
Yeah, Sue Mortar wanted to do even more work in the area of tools of self-healing and empowerment, and it's called the energy codes, focusing on the energy centers in the body that we often refer to as chakras, and using breath. Like her father, she felt like it was important that people know their own ability to heal, because that is part of healing, is to know that it is already part of us, and then to have some good techniques for that. And she also teaches something called spiritual best, which I also am well versed in. So yeah, it's an expansion of
yeah,
the
and I was
exact
gonna
same
ask
idea.
You, you also do a family best, and I was going to get into that. However,
yeah, we've got people.
Phone calls take priority, and we get to go someplace we don't often go. So we're going back to the phones. We're headed to Walla Walla. Isn't that, I find, love Walla Walla, Washington. It's kind of like, what's the other one I like? Olala? Is that something? Olala and Walla Walla. And we got some good names. Anyway, Polly, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen.
Good morning.
Hi, Polly. How are you?
Good. How's everybody there?
Well, here we're doing pretty well, considering we all sprung forward this morning. Did you make the spring forward okay?
Oh, kind of halfway.
All right. Well, what can we do for you today?
Well, I've worked with all three of you, and starting with Martha, we worked with my 13-year-old male tabby, Zach. And he's a lover, but he's non-aggressive with his brother, but he falls down and wants to play, but it's a lot, and Henry's not that interested. He will respond by jumping back and grabbing his neck, but it's not like something he wants to do. So we've done what you suggested as playing a lot. It mostly happens before meals. And,
yeah, good interactive play and kind of flat catting them, you know, to get that
word.
Energy out. Okay.
That's the word. And it kind of helped, but not enough. He gets back into it. He's just got so much love to spread around. So we've been doing that. And then I've talked with Nels regarding the same situation. And so I've been doing the Rasmussen reset, but he's just so fidgety. He's not like Maggie, the female that Nels and I worked with, who just came to me to have the reset. So it's Zach that we're looking at.
Okay. So you're finding it challenging to do yourself on him because he's just
yes.
too fidgety. Is that right?
Yes, I do the best I can, but he's not really cooperative.
Yeah, so just as a sort of a clue, try to make it easier when you have a cat that's difficult, is if you can get him in a, you know, a quiet mood, like if you're watching a video, or if he sits in your lap or on a couch next to you, and you can, even if you can just do one side and not necessarily get both done, you're still getting a pretty good balance, because when we contact one side of the body, the brain does have a system for sort of mirror imaging things to the other side. So it's good to do both when you can, but if you can't, it's okay to just do one side only.
Okay. I try to get him while he's resting or, you know, kind of in that mode at first, but don't always get there.
Right.
Okay. Well, I just got a little intuitive thought here. So I'm going to take us into woo-woo territory. How about that? Okay. So I want to ask you, Nels, now, because what I was flashing back on is, and I can't remember who it was I was working with, but with, you can do this with like Reiki, if you're sending Reiki energy. I might've been doing it with acutonic forks or something. But anyway, I was taught a technique from someone that if you can't be with the human or the animal that you're working on, you can use a surrogate. Now, and so I have like a stuffed animal here in my office. And so you could have like a stuffed cat toy or cat. And Then what you do is, remember, thought directs energy. So you take a hold of the stuffed animal and say, this is a surrogate for Zach, Kitty. And then you would do the hold the points on the stuffed animal like you would on Zach, but the stuffed animal, so they hold still. Now, Dr. Nels, does that sound like, could you do this with the reset energy and with what you're doing?
Yeah, and here's what I would say for people. I mean, that's essentially what I do here on the radio, except I don't have a stuffed animal because I'm really good at visualization.
Okay.
I create the animal right there in my lap, you know. So, but in
so you're
this
doing
case,
the same thing, but in your imagination.
Right.
I
can really summon up what feels like, you know, the animal. And then that's when I get the connection and feel like, oh, yeah, I can do this. So if you know your animal well, of course, and you have a surrogate that you can, you know, contact as if you're working on them. Yeah, just really the more you pretend, you might say, that this is them and you can even talk to them that way and all that. I mean, it's funny, but the more you do that, our brains and our bodies and souls, they're all so far. There's so much more going on than we know about. You know?
Yeah.
So, yes, we can do that sort of thing. And that's essentially, you know, how I learned to do this work. Just, you might say, enliven your imagination and assume that the universe was created in a way that these things actually can work.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, great. So you're working on Zach.
On Zach, yeah.
And then you'll do Harry too.
Henry, yeah. Isn't it Henry?
Henry.
Oh, sure.
Henry and Zach. And yeah. Polly, would you like a session with Linda?
Yes, let's go ahead.
All right. Linda, you're in charge.
Yeah. Well, Holly, I'm going to invite you to really think about Zach doing that thing that you've been doing many different things to get him to not do. But just let yourself think about him doing that. And then as you're thinking about that, tune into how you feel. Just whatever feeling seems to rise up as you're thinking about Zach doing that. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of loneliness. And we're going to replace loneliness and we're going to replace loneliness with the feeling of embarrassment. And we're going to replace embarrassment. Replacing embarrassment with the feeling of reliable. Reliable and the number five are the two things to hold in your mind. Your eyes are closed and looking down and to the right. And doing the square breathing as you think reliable five.
All right, Polly, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes down to the right. You're doing square, balanced, or slow, deep breathing, thinking reliable five. Reliable five. Reliable five.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And returning to Zach doing that thing that you've been working to correct, but just noticing how you feel when you think about him doing that. Good. That is complete. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of reliable. And we've worked together a lot, so you know what to do with that affirmation.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, any follow-up or further on Zach and Henry?
No, I love all the suggestions, and I just want to tell you, thank you for the love train. It feels like a way to connect with the world and get moving.
Yeah, thank you. That's great, Polly. And I'm wondering, when it comes to, you know, the Zach and Henry relationship, have we talked about flower essences and Jackson's essences?
Yes.
Okay, because that might be another thing we could add. But the other thing I'm thinking, since this has been going around, and I'm trying to remember, didn't you send me some pictures of what's going on with them, video?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The fact it's still going on, it wouldn't be a bad idea for you to call in next week when Natasha is here. Because, see, we could have her tune into the energy of these two and see what she could come up with that might help me think of something else we could be doing to balance this.
Okay, next week.
Okay, all right. All right, so appreciate you checking in, and let's talk again next week and see what Natasha can add to all of this. And we'll see how the resets and everything went this week.
Yes, thank you, three. And
then also you can work on that surrogate business, trying, you know, when you're doing it yourself on Zach.
Yeah, I like that.
All right,
well,
great.
Thank you
okay.
very much.
Thanks for calling Animal World. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm filling up the show for next week already. All righty. We are past time, so we need to take care of advertisers. I think phone lines are open. We probably sneak in another call at, we got one go. We got one phone caller, so we're good with that because we still got to, you know, do a quick current events, and we got to do Nell's newsletter and all that sort of good stuff. So stay right where you are. More phone calls, and then Nell's newsletter coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the last hour of our Spring Forward edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot us an email at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Check out the great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets on their website, newprosupplements.com. And if you can't find them in the stores, then they're all available on Amazon. Also heard from Natasha Venter, our medium communicator and intuitive person. You can check her out at her website, which is intuitiveclarifications.com. Intuitiveclarifications.com. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter, the letters IC for Intuitive Clarification. Natasha Venter, IC. And she does a 4 o'clock on Wednesday podcast every week. And you find it on the YouTube channel. She's also available for private readings in person or on the phone or whatever. You can call her at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Alrighty, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen is here. It's our healing show. We're going back to the phones because I don't know how I did this, but I kind of skipped Sue. And I don't know how I missed you on the list, but I skipped you. So we're going to Bothell and Sue. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Sister Linda Rasmussen. Me and Nathan are here too. How are you, Sue?
I'm good, thank you.
Ah, there's that voice I recognize. I apologize. I don't know how I missed you on the list, but...
That's okay.
Anyway, tell us what's going on.
Okay, so the kitties need a reset, and Zoe is excessively licking herself again.
Ah.
And I need some help with... I'm having difficulty focusing and being motivated.
Okay, so we need everybody. Dr. Nels needs to deal with Zoe and Jody Joy, and Linda's going to need to work with you. Now, it sounds like this obsessive licking and stuff, she's had that problem before, right?
Right, and she's on Kitty Prozac, and I lowered it as much as I could, and then I called the vet to see if I could raise it back up a little bit. So that's where we're at right now.
Okay. Do you think that the obsessive licking came back as you lowered the dosage?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're working on getting it back up. So maybe Dr. Nels, you can help in balancing. And I don't know if you've ever looked at Jackson Galaxy's flower essences, but they're popping in again well because he does have an essence for obsession stuff.
Yeah, I've tried that, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, Dr. Nels, you can get started on the kitties. Is there anything else you need to know?
I'm starting to work already on Zoe here.
Okay, so Dr. Nels working on kitties. Melinda, Sue needs you.
Yeah.
So you're in charge.
Well, hello, Sue. I'm glad to be working with you. And I'm going to have you think about something that you would like to be more focused about. So just pick one thing that you would really like to be more focused about. You have that?
Yeah.
Okay. And as you're doing that, just notice how you feel as you're thinking about that thing you want to have better focus for. Okay, and then set that aside and put your attention on reliable, the feeling of reliable. Reliable and the number 4. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the left. And I'm going to have you do that very slow breathing in and out, very deep, slow breathing, thinking reliable four.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the left side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking reliable four. Reliable four. Reliable four.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sue, and with your eyes open, looking down toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring that thing you'd like to be able to focus on back into your thoughts. There's a little more to do. Keep thinking about that thing you want to be focusing on. Have greater focus for. And notice how you feel. And then we're going to set that aside and focus on consistency. This is just about the timeless aspect of us, consistency. And the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. And doing that slow, deep breathing, consistency too.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking consistency too. Consistency. Two. Consistency. Two.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise, and then bringing that thing that you'd like to be able to have more focus on into your thoughts. That is complete. And I'm going to have you affirm, I am filled with consistency. So you're going to just think of yourself being full of consistency. And again, consistency is about this wonderful idea of our timeless nature, that we're not only here now, but that we are infinite.
All right, that sounds wonderful. We've had variations and new affirmations today and stuff, so that's really cool. Yeah. So I am filled
with consistency.
All right, you got that, Sue?
Yep.
And Dr. Nils, anything to report on our kitties?
Well, Zoe did need more than Jody Joy. There was plenty going on, and it was, I would say, kind of a general but pretty thorough tune-up needed for Jody or for Zoe, and Jody Joy just got a light tune-up.
All right, sounds good. All right, Sue, are you okay now?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for calling in. You have a good week. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All righty, then. We have no choice but to stay right on time, take care of our advertisers. We're going to do that. Then we'll come back and do a really quick current events because there's nothing new. So then we can spend the rest of our time chatting with Dr. Nils and Linda, but our focus will be on Dr. Nils' fabulous newsletter that came out and that, you know, Martha needs some clarification. Okay, so we need to help me out with my understanding with the affirmations. And we'll do that after we take care of our advertisers. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And do you do something our wonderful premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, available to see you at the Whispering Dragon Center, which is in her home in Shoreline. Easy access, lots of parking, real gift to be in the healing room with the gongs and the acutonic forks and so forth. She can work with you in person, which I highly recommend, but she can also work with you remotely. It's very powerful that way too, so check her out. Whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And remember me, animal behavior therapist and dog trainer. I can help you get your dogs under control really fast. So hand out my phone number to anybody that needs help. Tell them I'll talk to them for free on the phone, 360-217-7258. Now, we also heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen again. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. And Dr. Nels, I think now would be a good time for you to give us the details on the free class you've got coming up Wednesday night and how people can get in on that.
Right. So the free class is called Rasmussen Reset, or How to Reset Your Pet's Fight or Flight System. And we give you some background on what it means to have that system engaged and how that can happen. And then we show you a technique that you can do at home. It's fairly simple. And we show you the sort of step-by-step how to do that. And then even better, because we're on a live Zoom call, I actually critique you. You could set up and put your hands right where you're supposed to, and I'll say, you got it. Or if you miss, I'll say, just move a little over here, and then you've got it. And it's a good class. People often take it several times, so they really feel confident in doing it. And I've had some great feedback about how it's helping people's pets.
All right.
And to get there.
Yeah, there we
go.
Because it's free to members of your private group.
Right. But if you're not a member, you need to become one fast if you want to attend. So go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com and click on the quick response button and just say, I want to attend the workshop. And then I'll get you the membership form, and we'll get you going so you can spend your $10 on the membership, and then you get that free class, my newsletter, other free classes.
Yeah, because it's only a one-time fee to join the group, right?
That's it.
And then you're a member for life, and you get to take all the classes for free and get the newsletter.
That's right.
All righty. Now, I've been sitting here this whole show. And, you know, we're zooming in today, all of us. A lot of the times, Linda and I are in the studio with Nathan, and Stacy's here. Nails always zooms now because he's in Idaho. He doesn't want to drive 9 hours Sunday morning to do the show. You know, just don't understand that. Anyway, I've been looking at Dr. Nails on the Zoom, and I've been thinking, something's not right. Something's different. I finally figured it out during that commercial, Dr. Nails. You changed the picture on your wall.
I did.
And, well, it took me this long to figure out what.
I have two pictures in my office. One is the Theologue, which was the one that used to be back there, which is the very interesting thing by a guy named Joel, somebody or other, whose name I'm forgetting at the moment. Beautiful print. And of a guy meditating, and there's flames all around in the background. And he's just like peaceful as heck because he's stepped outside of that world, that troubled world. And so anyway, that's a wonderful picture. I put up one that was made by a local artist when I lived in Darrington. And I just essentially swapped them where they hang. So this one's behind me now, and it's there because I've been shooting videos for some more videos for my YouTube channel, where I'm telling people the answer to frequently asked questions. And the lighting was reflecting all around off of that glass on that picture. So I had to move it.
So there was a reason for the change, and it had to do with photographing and the reflection. Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense.
I'm so interested that you caught it. I'd actually sort of forgotten that because it's been there for a couple of weeks now. And a lot of people have not. In fact, you're the first person who's mentioned it. So good on you, Martha.
Well, you know, I don't miss usually. You know, I'm real good on that detail stuff and all of that. And, you know, I'm that when I look at if there's anything out different, it just took me a while to figure out what the heck it was. But I think maybe that. I could chalk that up to springing forward or something. Anyway, I tell you, well, just how bad I can be at that. I had my boyfriend in high school, you know, for a number of years we were together. And he had dark hair and a mustache and a beard. And I think he had come to me. He was at my parents' house when I got home. He was waiting for me. And I walked in and he was sitting at the breakfast room table. And I sat down and I looked at him and it was like, something's different. Something's different. And it took me on, and then I realized he had shaved everything off. And I was like, I couldn't, anyway, I didn't figure it out, you know. So sometimes I'm real sharp on those details, and sometimes I'm not. But so it goes back to when I was a kid. All right. So anyway, let's see. We got to do a quick current events. I don't even think we need the music here because there's nothing new. So let me just remind you, still could use help in California and the cleanup after the fires, and the charities are all on our current events list on the website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events. Nothing new up yet for Northwest Stream Center. Tuxes and Tails for annual fundraiser for the Humane Society. Seattle Humane is May 17th at the Fremont Studios. And then we've got, we've got Fine Wines and Felines. And I don't know why I'm not seeing it on my current events page, but we've got the Homeward Pets annual furball auction is May 10th. I think I must have forgotten to put up the meow fine wines and felines, and I think it's usually in June, but it may be a different date, so I'll have to catch you up on that next week. Anyway, before we run out of time, are you hearing that static, Nathan?
Yeah, it comes through. It's only about half a second at a time, though.
I don't know what it is. All right, but we need to, I'm going to bring up Dr. Nell's newsletter from, came out the 2nd of March last Sunday. And you've got a real great format going on, Dr. Nails. You always, you've got your video of the month, and that's usually before and after stuff, isn't it, Dr. Nails?
Right, most of the time. I may put up some of those frequently asked question videos. I'll decide that later. But yes, I generally put up a before and after type of video. This one's got Lieutenant Dan, and you might get the reference to, Forrest Gump. And anyway, this cat who he couldn't walk, and we didn't expect him to do any kind of getting up on his hind legs because of his weird deformity, possibly due to trauma or possibly due to congenital defects. That's a little up in the air is how he got this way. But there he is standing up on his hind leg.
Yeah, and you can tell from the video, man, I mean, his poor little body, I mean, those legs are really messed up. But a pretty amazing video of he did actually get up and start walking.
Yeah, and he had never done that before. And this woman has had him for a good long time now. And so this is new and exciting that something we actually weren't expecting, as a matter of fact.
All right, so that's a great before and after. Then you usually include a testimonial.
Right.
And folks, if you've been missing, you know, after Animal World for many, many years was Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis and her husband, Bob Bordenero. And then Dr. Nels, they, of course, once they discovered Dr. Nels on my show, they stole him. and so he co-hosted the show with Robin, I think, for about 3 years, right,
yes,
Dr. Nels?
All right, so this,
So this testimonial, if you miss them and want to hear, the testimonial's from Bob Bordenero. Now, I'm not going to read it to you. If you want, you got to join Dr. Nels' group to get the newsletter, but the testimonial is Bob Bordenero's story. So very good. Now, then your wife, Martha, has been contributing a lot to the newsletter and great stories. And this is a part two of her story and her crows.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great, great story. And she's going to, there will even be a part three coming on this one.
You better get caught up.
Of the crows continues. And there's a lovely picture of my wife, and you can easily see why I totally fell in love with her.
Because it's an old picture. She's very young here.
A beautiful young woman, and she's got two crows just adoring her. It's like, well, you know, what's not to like about that?
and you actually got her to marry you, huh?
Yeah, how about that?
You lucked out.
I did.
All right. So then there's an announcement about the free seminar, you know, class on this Wednesday, and we've talked about that. Yeah. And then we get down to this month's affirmation. And
right.
You've got the secret to crafting powerful affirmations. So why don't you give us the lowdown on this whole thing?
Okay. Well, of course, affirmations, as you know from Linda's work here on the show, are important if you want to manage your life better. You can actually essentially talk yourself into having a better life. And so this is a kind of a how-to with a fair number of examples of making affirmations. And especially in the realm of, you know, health or money or giving and receiving love. Those are kind of like the three main areas that most of us wish we had something better going on. And so I give some examples of what you can do to change essentially programming, because we've all from our youth have adopted certain philosophies and beliefs. And so these are things to help you shift beliefs. So if it's about your health, you might say, I'm so thankful for my strong, healthy body. And it's the thankful part is important. I am so thankful brings this to you with a good feeling of gratitude. And then as if you already had it, you say it for my strong, healthy body. If you're trying to lose weight or get more healthy eating going on, you could say, I enjoy eating moderate amounts of nutritious and healthy food at meal times only. If you do that regularly and remind yourself regularly, it starts to become a part of your belief system. And that's the key to all these affirmations, is changing some underlying beliefs. And one of my favorites from my really early days, as a child, I had various health and weird problems. So my dad gave me this one: day by day in every way, I'm getting better and better. And it was one of the first affirmations ever popularized, at least in Western culture, written by a French man. And I used that to get out of being a sickly kid. It got me on my way. And it also taught me a lot about the power of the mind. So,
and that affirmation was, day by day, I am getting
day by
better
day
and better.
Every way, I am getting better and better.
Day by day, in every way, I am getting better and better.
Yep.
Okay. That's a great affirmation.
It's a great affirmation. It sure is.
Now, I'm looking down, and then you have Chippy's Enchanted Mirror.
Yes.
And an affirmation in that. Was that intended to be the monthly affirmation that we stand in front of?
No, that's just, I thought that was great, because it is kind of what we're doing with these affirmations, is reminding ourselves of something good about ourselves in a lot of ways, things we may not have, you might say, remembered because of beliefs that were instilled in us when we were young by our parents or other people. I felt like this was in keeping with the theme of craft yourself a nice affirmation.
Yeah. So what you see is Chippy's mirror, and you can work out a lot of stuff by doing this. Stand in front of the mirror, and the affirmation you're saying to yourself in the mirror: you are perfect, beautiful, smart, and so very lovable.
Yes.
Now, a lot of, if you stand in front of the mirror and do that, you are perfect, smart, perfect, beautiful, smart, and so very lovable. Your mind might say, no, you're not, or look at you. Anyway, it's a real good way to bring up some of those negative thinking patterns, you know, underlying a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, affirmations can feel like a lie sometimes, but I can tell you, when I had a terrible skin condition and I needed to get over it, nothing else was working.
Oh, yes.
I just said, you know, I don't care if it's a lie. I'm just going to tell myself I'm so thankful for my healthy pink skin. And within a month, this thing I'd had for like 30 years was gone.
Yeah, you totally healed it completely just with an affirmation.
Yeah.
And you just said, like, yeah, I'm grateful and thankful for my healthy pink skin. And boom.
Yeah.
Healed in a month. Well, fabulous. Yeah. That's like we're now, if you want to get this newsletter, if you'd like to be able to read past newsletters and get the ones coming, you got to go to Dr. Nell's website, healingministryforanimals.com, and click on the contact link and let them know you want to join the group so you can get the newsletters or join the free class Wednesday night.
Yes.
All righty. So next week is Natasha will be here. And so it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. Personal awareness coaching, private readings with Natasha. Hope you can join us with questions or for a personal reading with Natasha. And gosh, I looked at the weather app again, and I think I have till 2 o'clock to get my Sunday afternoon chores done and police the yard before the rains come in. So looks like a rainy afternoon. Y'all take care. And thank you, Dr. Nils. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Nathan. And thank you, Stacy, wherever you are. And we will be here again next week. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.